Saint-Fond de Harrington pour le mois de juillet. Good evening and welcome to the council meeting Township of Harrington for the month of July. We'll start first with the roll call presence. Julie James.
Yes.
Danielle Saint-Ange.
Yes.
Rob Dewar.
Yes.
Richard Cronker.
Oui.
Jerry Clark.
Hey,
I'm being, I'm sharing this table with Mathieu Dessureau, and I am Gabrielle Parr. So that is a roll call. Numéro 2, point d'information de la mairesse. We would like to remind you that there are two question periods on our agenda to allow citizens to ask us questions at the beginning and end of each meeting. Maximum time allotted is 15 minutes. To allow all participants the chance to participate, please limit your questions to 3. Those who wish to discuss a personal or legal situation associated with their property will be asked to meet with council after the meeting to provide your name, phone number, and to allow us to follow up on the vis-a-vis confidentiality on your inquiry as soon as possible, as we are unable to address these concerns in a public forum. Nous aimerions vous rappeler qu'il y a deux périodes de questions pour permettre les citoyens à soumettre leurs interrogations, soit au début et vers la fin de la réunion. La durée maximale de chaque période de questions serait limitée à 5 minutes, pour permettre à tous les moyens de participer. Nous vous demandons de limiter vos questions à 3. Tous ceux qui aimeront discuter une situation personnelle ou légale touchant leur propriété, veuillez s'il vous plaît venir nous voir après la réunion pour nous permettre de prendre vos coordonnées pour faire suivi de votre situation d'une façon confidentielle, car nous ne pouvons adresser votre situation personnelle en forum public. With the beginning of summer, we have seen our population grow with the usual increase of our population during the summer months. We had a number of events organized by the LRCC and HVCC in the last month, which, notwithstanding the weather, did not discourage Harrington citizens from participating. All events were well attended. We would like to recognize the board of directors of both of these associations, as well as all the volunteers who offered their time for these important social activities that were appreciated by all who attended. I attended both July 1st events and was impressed by the number of families that came out, as well as the number of children. Even the announcement of a tornado in our region did not keep our citizens from attending. Avec le début de la période estivale, nous avons vu notre population en croissance comme à chaque année. Nous avons eu plusieurs événements organisés par la LRCC et HVCC depuis notre dernière réunion. Et nonobstant la météo, nos citoyens n'ont pas été découragés à ce niveau. Ils ont participé en grand nombre. Nous aimerions reconnaître l'implication des conseils d'administration du LRCC et HVCC, ainsi que tous leurs bénévoles qui ont contribué au succès des événements et appréciés par tous ceux qui ont participé. J'ai participé aux événements du 1er juillet et a été bouleversée par le nombre de familles présentes et encore plus par le nombre d'enfants. Même une annonce d'une tornade dans notre région n'a pas pu décourager la participation des citoyens de Harrington. Common topics discussed at these events revolved around our security. Although fire bans were respected for the most part, many have never experienced such a situation resulting in having to close up our homes to avoid breathing contaminants associated with fires taking place in northern Quebec. This situation results in the question, how safe are we? Many people have been inquiring as to our cellular service and how it will be improved. And with the situation of reduction of emergency services at Lachute and redirecting urgent cases to Saint-Jérôme, the limited availability of ambulances on our territory, the fact that many of our part-time residents do not have a landline within their home begs the question as to when we can improve our cellular coverage. Harrington is appealing to local MLA Deputy Agnes Grandin, as well as the MRC, to pressure those in power at the provincial and federal levels to provide secure cellular service for our region. A meeting is planned with Agnes Grandin and our council before the fall. Plusieurs sujets discutés durant ces événements touchaient la sécurité, même si nous avons eu des interventions de feu des interventions de feu qui ont respecté par la grande majorité. Nous n'avons jamais eu une situation où il fallait nous enfermer dans nos maisons pour éviter de respirer les contaminants provenant des feux au nord de la province. La question reste, sommes-nous sécures? Plusieurs parlent de la situation constante d'un manque de services cellulaires sur notre territoire, particulièrement dans la situation de pénurie de services à l'hôpital La Chute, où ils dirigeront les cas urgents à Saint-Jérôme, la pénurie de premiers répondants, la disponibilité des ambulances sur notre territoire, le fait que plusieurs de nos citoyens estivales n'ont pas une ligne permanente landline dans leur résidence secondaire. À quel moment pouvons-nous attendre une amélioration de notre couverture cellulaire? Harrington demande l'appui de notre députée, Mme Agnès Grondin, ainsi que notre MRC pour mettre la pression au niveau provincial et fédéral, et une réunion est prévue avec elle et notre conseil au cours avant l'automne. Deux petits rapports associés à sécurité. Nous avons eu 7 interventions incluant les rondes de sécurité pour un coût total de 2498,49 $. 2 interventions feu structure, 3 inspections de feu de joie, ainsi que les rondes. As our monthly public security report for June, we have 7 interventions including the round, total cost of $2,498.49. Interventions were associated to 2 fires, 3 inspections and bonfires, 3 inspections of bonfires and the rounds. As for the status of the permits issued for the month of June, we started the month with 38 permits in process. We received 19 new applications, issued 24 permits, leaving the month with a balance of 33 of the permits issued. The total value of these investments were $1,019,750, of which 2 were for new homes valued at $570,000. En ce qui concerne le statut des permis émis pour le mois de juin, nous avons débuté le mois avec 38 permis en processus. Nous avons reçu 19 nouvelles demandes et nous avons émis 24 permis, laissant seulement 33 dossiers à finaliser. Des permis émis, la valeur totale de ces investissements était de 1 019 750 $, donc 2 nouvelles résidences, valeur de 560 000 $. On procède à l'adoption de l'ordre du jour. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Jerry, and all in favor?
Oui.
Do we make mention of Chantal's entry?
Oui, c'est Chantal et Jerry. Merci.
You are present.
Yes, I am.
I thought so. Okay, so, adoption de l'ordre de jour. All in favor? Did I get yes from everybody?
Yes.
Point d'information des conseillères et des conseillers. Do we have anything to add? Anything to say?
If I could just mention that July 22nd at HBCC, we are going to have country night starting at 8 o'clock, 16 plus, and starring Andrew Charlebois, which is a country singer. Everyone's free, everyone's welcome. Donc, ça, c'est une soirée country le 22 juillet à partir de 20h. Et c'est une entrée gratuite et c'est un chanteur country. Il faut pratiquer son two-step pour pouvoir danser avec votre partenaire. Non. Merci.
À quelle place?
Au centre communautaire de la Vallée Faraday.
OK.
Dans la Vallée. À partir de 20h. Le chanteur? Andrew Charlebois.
Any other? Julie? Danielle? Okay. So I'm off to number 5, période de questions. Yes.
I know that you guys, the counselors went over to a meeting about the mining and stuff like that. The mining in the areas.
Yeah.
And I remember the counselors indicated in a brief us on that. I checked the internet and I didn't see anything with the counselors.
I have I think it's a 30-page document that's produced by the MRC, and it basically gives the entire history of the mining file from day one right up to, I think it's May 19th. where they deposited this in the provincial government for their review during their finalization process. I can send that to you. I didn't print them for the public.
I've seen that, but I know that a couple of councillors went to the meeting.
Well, this gives you, yeah.
They were supposed to brief us on something.
Okay. Okay.
It's our area, and we didn't hear anything from that.
Okay.
So
does anybody want to say anything here? I can. That brief is the best brief. It gives you the entire status of the file.
Yeah.
And it's that we.
No.
Who was
that?
We had
the storm.
Charles Monet exposé y aller.
Oh, that was.
Puis il y a eu comme un alerte, une tempête épouvantable. Finalement, on n'est pas allé. We didn't go. So I apologize, but and you're right. We should have mentioned after saying last year we didn't go, but we still have. We do have some.
Well, I have a lovely document. It's excellent reading.
Did you? I kind of read through it, but it's just that.
Okay. Well, I don't have it on me, but if I can have your email address, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's a quite a nice, hefty document, and it gives you the history from, like, over the last 15 years, maybe 10 years. It talks about what the MRC's approach has been so far for our territory, and it was an appeal to have the government respect certain criteria that was put in place right at the very outset. So, but I think it's a very interesting document because it tells you, it's in French only, mind you, but it tells you the whole process right from day one. So, any other questions? Alors, on procède avec l'approbation des procès-verbaux, approval of the last minutes for the meeting of June 12th. Can I have a proposer, please? Danielle proposes. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Merci. 7. Gestion financière et administrative. 7.1. Dépôt des rapports des dépenses autorisées par la direction général et directeur de service. Pour la direction générale, la valeur totale de ce tableau est 33 658,02. Donc, il y a certains gros montants majoritairement matériels résiduels relatifs à conteneurs pour l'éco-centre, etc., ou matériel résiduel. Un compte qui était pour une inspection pour les camions d'incendie, un autre montant pour une réparation de notre système d'alarme et deux factures pour la réparation de notre camion d'incendie. The administrative report for a total of $33,658.02. Of which numerous bills, the majority is associated to garbage. Yes, we do have a couple of diesel gas and repairs to the card readers for the alarm system and repairs to the fire truck. In terms of voirie, I have a total of $9,823.57, of which the big items are, again, associated to padlocks and keys for public works and repairs to the garbage truck, $3,061,224. The padlocks were $1,155. There were signs for $900. And those were the big ticket items. En termes de l'acceptation des comptes à payer et des comptes payés pour le mois de juin, on a eu Jerry et Julie qui ont validé ces comptes-là. Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur? Jerry proposes. Est-ce que nous sommes tous d'accord?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes. Oui. Chantal, Julie, Danielle,
yes.
Rob and Richard. Thank you. Dépôt du rapport financier du mois de juin. Le conseil a reçu leur rapport financier pour le mois de juin. Renouvellement des contrats d'assurance des municipalités du 31 août, ça c'est 7.4, avec FQM Assurance, pour un total de 45,659,01 $. For renewal of our insurance contract for the municipality covering the period of August to August 2023 to 2024 with the FQM, we are looking at a total value of $45,659.01. Proposed by
Julie.
And all in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Every unanimously in favor. Transfert budgétaire 7.5. À chaque, il y a de temps en temps, on a besoin de faire des transferts budgétaires pour conformer notre comptabilité et avec, pour être conforme. Et cette fois-ci, c'est 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items. Donc, de crédit, salaire régulier élection, salaire régulier pompier, entretien camion et en débit, cotisation employeur, élection, fourniture de bureau, élection, et entretien caserne et entretien Silverado. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur pour cette transfert budgétaire? Richard,
oui.
Est-ce que nous sommes tous d'accord?
Oui, oui.
Yes.
I didn't hear you, Jerry.
Oui.
Oh. Oh. Autorisation 7.6, autorisation cellulaire pour la mairesse. C'est pour un cellulaire pour la mairesse. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur?
Oui.
Rob. Et tous d'accord? On est tous d'accord?
Oui.
Merci. Non. 7.7, dépôt des déclarations des candidats et des listes de donateurs et rapports de dépenses. This is a deposit of the declaration of candidates as well as the list of their donors and their expense listing for the election 2023. It has to be filed after the election and it's taking place right now, so it's a dépôt. Modification 7.8, modification configuration du bureau municipal. Modification to the configuration of the municipal offices. We have requested the assistance of a contractor to make a couple of small modifications to the offices of Harrington. The value of this modification is $3,260. Do I have a proposer? Thank you. Rob, are we all in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. I heard all the voices. Sécurité publique, numéro 8. Entente intermunicipale établissant la fourniture de services d'entraide automatique et mutuelle pour la protection contre l'incendie Wentworth North. This is an intermunicipal agreement establishing services between the municipalities of Harrington and Wentworth North, which basically puts in place that we call upon them and they call upon us. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur, s'il vous plaît. Chantal, are we all in favor?
Yes, yes.
Huit point deux, garde service de sécurité incendie. Alors, en gros, on met en place un système de base pour les appels. C'est un disque de surappel. Alors, c'est un forfait disponibilité de garde pour les appels services de sécurité. We are proceeding with putting in place a process of officializing our on-call service for our fire department for Harrington. Can I have a proposer? Richard, and are we all in favor?
Yes.
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 Neuf, travaux publics, contrat de déneigement. 9.1, the winter roads contract with Transport La Rivière and Fisk regarding an adjustment for last year for additional kilometers they had to cover, of which 387 meters? Yeah, okay, meters were required to be covered. Do I have a proposer for that adjustment? Jerry, are we all in favor?
Yes.
9.2, octroi du contrat de remplacement des ponceaux. G21-076-appel d'offre publique 2023, numéro 6. This is the finalization of the contract for the replacement of culverts G21-076, which is classified as appel d'offre publique 2023-006, which we went out in bids and we had four submissions, of which the best price was Construction GEMCO for a total value of $177,101.74. Alors, on a sorti avec un octroi de demande, appel d'offre. Donc, on a eu pour les ponceaux, on a eu quatre offres, dont le meilleur prix était Construction GEMCO pour $177,101.74. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur, s'il vous plaît? Julie, James, all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, ils vont où? Rivière-Rouge, sur le chemin de Rivière-Rouge. Ça fait partie de gros travaux qui sont en cours sur la Rivière-Rouge.
Quand vous dites GEMCO, c'est GEMCO ou GEMCO?
GEMCO, G comme Georges,
okay.
E-M comme maman, c'est O.
Je sais,
j'ai fait la même réflexe quand je l'ai vu, mais c'est pas l'autre. est-ce que j'ai... Ah, non, bon, voyons donc. Est-ce que j'ai eu ma résolution?
Oui,
merci,
ouais.
Merci. Autorisation, réparation de la pépine GD410. Notre pépine a brisé. We're looking for an authorization for the repair of the pepin, or no, what is it called in English? Pepin.
Backhoe,
the backhoe JD-410, of which we are looking for an authorization for a repair. We don't have the complete price yet, but we're looking for an authorization of $25,000 auprès de Toromont. I need a proposer for that. Thank you, Danielle. All in favor?
Yes.
Thank you. 9.4, autorisation de paiement et réception finale, rechargement granulaire MG20, municipal chemin, la rivière rouge, Excavation Kelly. This is the authorization of payment to Excavation Kelly for their reloading on the chemin rouge, of which he participated in a bid and won the bid, and now it's time to pay the piper. Il est résolu de payer 34,442.69 taxes incluses. Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur? Chantal, all in favor?
Yes.
The English of that term, $34,422.69 tax included for Excavation Kelly for the reloading of Rivière Rouge.
Has it been done? Is it done?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because we only pay them after it's done. Yeah. 9.5, contrat de travail, directeur de travaux publics et directeur de service incendie, Neil Swale. We are due for renewing his contract. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur, s'il vous plaît? Rob, and are we all in favor?
Yes.
Thank you, that's unanimous. 9.6, mandat à la MRC d'Argenteuil, département de génie, projet G23-025. Rechargement granulaire, chemin Rivière Rouge, segment HACH021.03 à HACH021.06. Et c'est pour mandater le département de génie de la MRC d'Argenteuil afin pour préparer les plans et devis, les relevés d'avantages, les études géotechniques, les estimés budgétaires et tous les documents nécessaires pour le projet G23-025 pour le rechargement granulaire de chemin Rivière Rouge et que les montants de ces dépenses soient prises à même le surplus accumulé. So this is relative to a mandate to the MRC of Argenteuil Engineering Department to prepare for us a whole series of things, plans and DV, surveying report, the geotechnic studies, the budget estimates, as well as all documents necessary for the project of recharging the Chemin Rivière Rouge, and that these amounts be taken directly from our surplus. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur, s'il vous plaît? Daniel, est-ce qu'on est tous d'accord? Tout d'accord? Oui?
Oui.
Oui? Yes. Thank you. Oops, did I finish that one? No, I didn't. Oh, 10, urbanisme et hygiène de milieu. Alors, pour cette section, on a multiples PIIA dossiers qui ont été réglés au courant du mois. Alors, une par une, on commence avec 10.1, PIIA, chemin de Harrington, nouvelle construction résidentielle. Cette PIIA touche le PIIA des vallées de Harrington. So the first item on our review of permits is relative to PIIA Chemin de Harrington, of which is for a nouvelle construction, a new construction, a residential construction, which happens to fall into the criteria of the PIIA of the Valley of Harrington. And the CCU committee accepted the file and submitted to council, and we reviewed that the demand, puis là je vais traduire en français, c'est plus vite de lire en tout cas, la demande présentée dans le cadre du PIA pour la propriété Chemin Harrington, la série LOT 6210611, matricule 1673-60, vise la construction d'une nouvelle résidence telle que présentée avec les conditions. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur? Chantal, all in favor?
Yes.
So, long story short, new residents of which the CCU committee submitted their recommendation to the council, and council approved that permit. 10.2, PIIA Chemin de Harrington. Cette demande est relative à un lotissement et touche le PIIA Sommet de Montagne. La recommandation du comité consultatif était de refuser cette demande. Par contre, il a été résolu par le conseil, ou non, la résolution est ce soir. La demande présentée au conseil dans le cadre vise une demande de lotissement. Alors, Monsieur Dessureau, est-ce que vous pouvez m'assister? Pour quelle raison on aura... C'était parce que c'était un lotissement et pas quelque chose d'autre.
C'est exactement, ça? C'est ça.
Alors, et pour cette raison, je cherche un proposeur.
Que vous l'avez accepté, alors que le pays, alors que le comité...
Exact. En raison du fait que c'était une demande de lotissement, alors il y avait des critères un peu différents qui étaient applicables vis-à-vis... ce qui a été refusé. Il y avait comme deux éléments refusés, mais pour un lotissement, c'était pas applicable. Est-ce que j'ai bien expliqué ça?
C'est la visibilité par rapport au lac qui est en cause initialement.
On a
réanalysé le dossier selon le conseil.
C'est ça. Alors, en gros, c'était vis-à-vis la visibilité. Mais l'aspect, c'était une autre municipalité.
Exactement.
Ce qui était complexe dans le dossier était en raison d'une autre municipalité, puis on peut pas aller à l'encontre en raison d'une autre municipalité.
Parce que les autres, ils leur avaient donné la permission?
C'est pas ça. C'est qu'il y avait.
On n'a pas à se positionner par rapport à l'autre municipalité. Ça leur appartient. Par contre, c'est ça. Donc, le libellé, là, pourquoi il y a eu une problématique, puis je ne veux pas parler pour le CCU, mais essentiellement, c'est ça. Le problème était pas chez nous. Donc, c'est pour ça que le conseil a dit, ben, selon notre réglementation, on est en mesure d'aller ici.
Yeah, so we have a PEEO application which happens to be associated to Sommet de la Montagne, the PEEO Sommet de la Montagne. This was for basically fixing a lot. And the CCU have not accepted the request. But when council studied the matter, the reason why it was not accepted was associated to the visibility in direction of the lake, of which happened to be in another municipality. So we can't apply rules to another municipality.
Which lake, though, are you talking about?
Which lake?
Which municipality? It's in front of Scotch Road.
It is Sommet de Harrington.
The Sommet de la Vallée.
For the
Sommet
de la Vallée.
The Sommet de Harrington.
C'est le PEEA. C'est le règlement PEEA qui touche le sommet de montagne partout dans Harrington.
Okay. Mais là, tu parles de Sommet de la Vallée?
No.
Can I explain?
Should we wait the question period?
Would be good, yeah.
Can you say what you want to change?
That would be good.
Il me reste un proposeur par contre pour ça.
Is that okay? Do you want to speak to me after about it?
Yeah, I can speak to you after.
Okay, thank you.
It's not
Sommet de la Vallée. The bylaw is called PEEA.
Yeah, okay.
Sommet des Montagnes. Pas Sommet de la Vallée. So there's two PEEA bylaws. There's one for the valley,
yeah.
And there's one for mountaintops.
Okay.
This one is the mountaintop one.
Okay.
So I'm just defining that. File by file, one is for one area and one is for another aspect. This one is for mountaintops.
And why did you approve it with the CCU, or you can't talk about that? Why
did what? Well, I can talk to you after the meeting, because that would be ideal. Okay?
During question period,
that's right.
I
need a proposer for that, please. Richard, are we all in favor?
Yes.
10.3, PEEA Chemin Thompson, lotissement. Encore là. 10.3. Pourquoi c'est. Attendez, je suis là. Je veux juste être. Sommet de la maison. Alors, 10.3, Chemin Thompson, là, 6068186, matricule. 2186-06-7120 et pour un lotissement, c'est applicable au PEEA Sommet de la Montagne et la recommandation du CCU était d'approuver cette demande et il est alors la demande présentée dans le cadre du PEEA pour la propriété située sur le chemin Thompson. L'eau 6068186, matricule 2186-06-7120 vise une demande de lotissement. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Jerry, are we all in favor?
Yes.
This particular PEEA resolution is associated to the Sommet de la Montagne. So that's that criteria. Thompson Road. Yes. Thompson Road. Yes. Montagne. Hilltops. Mountaintops. 10.4. PEEA Chemin des Migrateurs. L'eau 6068946. Matricule 2478062721. Demande de dévoisement. ce pays-là touche sommet de la montagne. So this particular PEEA touches a request to clear cut, not really clear cut, is it just remove trees? That's not, to remove trees, and it's associated to the hilltop PEEA, and the recommandation du CCU était d'accepter partiellement cette demande. Et le conseil, on va certainement procéder à la résolution, mais on touche le conseil va procéder à une résolution relative à partiellement à accepter partiellement la demande présentée dans le cadre du PIA pour la propriété situé au 6068186, matricule 2186-06-7120, et vise une demande de déboisement, soit autorisée au propriétaire à aménager une entrée charretière d'une longueur maximale de 4 mètres, et ce, sans aucune coupe d'arbres, et interdit tout autre abattage d'arbres ou déboisement. So, the partial acceptance is the fact that we put criteria to this request of limiting the maximum length of the removal of trees, of limiting to 4 meters with no cutting trees, and forbids all other removals of trees or déboisement, or removal of trees. Can I have a proposal?
Before you...
Yes.
There just needs to be a change in the name.
Yep.
Because it says Thompson Road, if we're talking about 10.4.
Migrateur, chemin des migrateurs.
Yes, but in the first paragraph, it says
Thompson
Road.
Oh, okay, we'll correct that on the English version. Okay. Est-ce que j'ai un proposal? Richard, are we all in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Numéro 11, loisirs et culture. 11.1, autorisation de circulation Big Red Gravel Run. 11.1, authorization for circulation of the Big Red Gravel Run. We are looking at an approval to have this event on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of August, and looking at authorizing conditionally the necessary authorizations by Sûreté Québec and Ministère de Transport for the circulation of cyclists participating in this event on our municipal roads on those specific dates. Les juste dit en anglais, là, hein? Est-ce que je l'ai dit en français, puis je l'ai pas dit en français, merci. Alors, on regarde à autoriser une tenue de l'événement cycliste Big Red Gravel Run les 11, 12 et 13 août, et on autorise, avec une autorisation conditionnellement aux autorisations requises par la Sûreté Québec et du ministère des Transports, la circulation des cyclistes participe à cet événement sur les routes de la municipalité des 11, 12 et 13 août. Can I have a proposer, please, Julie James? All in favor?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes.
And période de questions. Yes.
When is the contract going to renew for Neil Swell?
Yeah.
Have they hired the person with the statement?
No. Not yet. We're working on it.
He's not a permanent employee?
He is, for sure.
Why?
She asked assistant. A contract, all cadres have a contract.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think everybody in the building has a contract. We have the union contract, and we have the cadre contract.
Le contrat de convention collective pourrait être considéré comme un contrat.
Mais c'est un contrat, oui.
And Neil's assistant is the
That we haven't settled that yet. We're still working on that file.
But is the assistant going to be a person who works one day a week and still taking his
What we're ideally looking for is someone to be fully trained so that in a process of succession, if Neil changes his schedule or format, we'll have somebody ready to.
So that means, so say Neil leaves for some reason, that person, the person who's going to assist them or be trained is going to be a full-time employee?
Yeah.
So why, I'm just asking, why wouldn't they have someone one day, like apparently he's going to take
Because it's a training it's not trained one day a week, unfortunately. It's a training program that will take considerable amount of time, and really, that person is the backup for him in case something happens.
Okay, but that's
okay.
I don't want to cut you off. So Neil's going to be working there full time.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to go down.
He's going to have a slight reduction in hours initially. Possibly, yeah.
Okay. So then the person who's going to get his job or accept it for his position potentially will be working full time also. So we'll have directors.
Nope, we're going to have an adjoint, a director adjoint to allow him, A, to have one day less, and B, so that we can plan for the succession of that post for Harrington, which is immeasurable. It's a post that covers two different aspects. It's public works as well as the fire department, and it's not something you can train somebody in one day a week. So that it's a full-time post.
He's going to have an assistant, full-time assistant.
Yeah.
So that means they'll have whoever, if the person was internal, that person then will have to have another person hired. For example.
If that were the case, but at this point we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We haven't finalized this file. So you're asking about something future. We're not there yet.
It's just that I'm wondering because like I said, it's nothing against you. I'm just questioning.
Yeah.
For example, we have in the administration, we have Kathy McMillan, we have Heather Ann McMillan, and now we have an assistant. But that assistant, she works. You have I forget her name because I called there a few times.
Carol Brandt.
So she works one day a week, right?
She's assisting the admin 4 days a week right now.
And her position was actually posted as a full-time position? Or
I understood it was, but we're talking about something that happened like last year, last spring, so. Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Okay, so would you be able to check that?
Check what? What do you want me to check? Was it posted? I understood it was posted.
Part-time. But it morphed because of the demands into more days a week.
So we have a DG, assistant, we have an inspector, whatever, two other inspectors we have now. We have Neil, plus we're going to have another person. So
I'll tell you, if you want to look at it just from the volume of work, we have the work. They won't be looking at.
Well, how come those positions posted before, and the positions that were posted before, they said, "Oh, we don't need those people."
Who said that? Well, I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this, but
maybe you would help me. Okay. Remember, there was three positions posted. I believe, right? Three positions posted.
Yes.
Yeah. And. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know, excuse me, but I do not know.
Public works.
Yeah. Public works, okay.
Okay, and I don't know all the titles, excuse me.
That's okay.
So these positions were posted, and apparently they decided that they don't need, they couldn't find a fit. They couldn't find a fit for these positions. Then one point it was the councilors didn't want them. We couldn't find a fit, and so Matthew, you're the assistant of France. They said they couldn't find a fit, but then one point was saying, "Oh well, there's nobody applying." Then the council wasn't approve it. So it seems that
I'm missing the whole line of your, the line you're going, yes. Because obviously I've only been here 4 months.
For which job?
For the
yeah.
public works position.
The assistant one?
No, there was different.
Journalier, there was another one. Class five driver.
Because one of the positions, they said they didn't have anybody fit, but there was a person that was working.
I'm not sure.
Doing the job 6 days a week, but that person wasn't fit. So I'm just trying to understand. Now we're hiring another person. You think that Neil needs an assistant, which I have. Maybe it's a big job and he's doing, I understand, it's not Neil's, it's the town who decides. Then they're going to, he needs an assistant, someone needs to be trained. So that person is going to be working 5 days a week.
Yep.
So then his position is going to be needed to be filled. So
I'm not quite following you, but long story short, the municipality has the obligation of getting the work done. And we're always being asked about getting the work done. If we need more hands to get the job done, we need more hands to get the job done. As far as succession, we have a situation where we have to plan in advance for things like maybe sick leave or retirement or just change of profession. We have to be prepared. We can't not be prepared for these events. And we know there's always a constant of change, so it's not a waste. It's called insurance to make sure we can respond to the municipal needs of our taxpayers. But more times than not, the discussion here is not on that topic. It's on the topic of when are all the jobs getting done. So it requires bodies to get the jobs done.
So I
can guarantee you have nobody in Harrington not doing anything. They all are working at...
I wish Mrs. Belfrill was here tonight because I have many questions for her tonight.
Okay.
Because it's never a straight answer with her.
Okay.
So if you go back in the recording, some of her answers are, well, the person wasn't fit or there's, you know... What is the truth? What is the truth with her? I feel she's, honestly, there's no transparency with her. And you have a young gentleman here one night questioning her over and over and over and over, and he didn't stop until he got the answer. So maybe I'm just sitting here not asking the right questions so I can get the right
I think I've answered pretty well. I mean, unless you can make it a more direct question, but I feel I've answered the questions you put forth.
If I may...
No, that is right.
Well, no, but the Wadi posts that were booked recently were mostly associated to blue-collar jobs, and not to be confused with an admin job, which is an adjoint Wadi. So it is two completely different, distinct areas of work.
No, I'm just surprised with municipality of how many program governments?
800 is going up fast.
Yeah, it's over 1,000 right now.
It's over 1,000, yeah. It's going up very fast.
It seems to be top heavy in the office, but we have it. Like I said, maybe.
I'll tell you, the time I spend in the office, there's no idling people. Everybody's working. And we have numerous projects in play that is additional burden on our admin staff. And the way the province changes and adds to small municipalities, they add new plans and more work and more administrative and et cetera, they don't really, all these extra demands don't take into account small municipalities and what we live. There's more administration than ever before in small municipalities due to what the provincial government has imposed on us. Even this aspect of how we handle our permits, it's huge. We used to have 2 meetings a year for CCU, whereas now it's every month practically, and look at the number of files that we're managing. Anyway, municipal administration is not simplified over the last years. It just gets more complex and more added to what we're required to do.
If I may add to the public works, Neil is slowing down. Wants to slow down. So there is a succession plan that needs to be done. It's very rare that you have a municipality that the director takes care of Hastings and Wasi.
Yeah.
So that is on his plate. And with more people, there's more work and blah blah blah. So the intention of hiring this adjoint was to A, look at succession down the road, but also Neil has to focus more, as the matter I said, on grants, on bids, on a lot of that kind of paperwork stuff or administrative part, whereas this new person would be boots on the ground to carry out the jobs, make sure that what is saying that we're going to do gets done in the field.
What do you mean bids? Bids on what?
Bids if you go out for
projects.
For the road projects. You know, crushed stone or spreading gravel or paving.
Building or building inspector and environmental.
That's another department. The building inspector.
What do they get paid for?
For inspections?
They don't do roads, though. They do just the building permits. They don't go in, like, culverts, construction. That's the public works different.
No, I just, I'm not going to talk all night about it because everybody has questions, but it just seems like, you know, okay, we need this person. It just seems like we have, why doesn't the mayor have an assistant?
I don't need an assistant.
We're the assistants.
No, like
six assistants.
No, but seriously, I'm not like you. It's nothing to do with him. It seems like we have one person in the system. We have a DG assistant. We have a secretary, treasurer, I'm not sure she has an assistant, but we have two administrative persons in the office, which is fine. They work very hard. Now we have a third. I don't think our population increased that much, the citizens of Harrington, from 600 from...
It's not population that makes the difference. It's what's required on us in terms of the legal requirements and the paperwork requirements of a municipality, which just grows. It continuously grows, and
to provide this stuff. They're backing off and they're putting more on us.
And they open the door. They say you can do all kinds of different things, but for grants, and we'll cover the grants. But all the paperwork and all the steps associated to that, well, there's still a lot of work associated. It's more work than if we just spent the money and came out of our bank account, applying for grants and all of the steps and the plans and et cetera that's required to collect those monies is admin work. It's not voirie work. It's not the blue collar workers that are involved in that. It's the office that's involved with that. And for things that are associated to roads, well, it falls under Neil's job. So it's definitely over the course of the last 10 years, everything that's administrative in Harrington has considerably increased.
Double.
More than double. I think it's more than double. I think it's more than double. That being said, do we have any other questions?
Moi, j'ai une question.
Oui?
J'ai une question esthétique.
Oh.
Oui. Les modifications que vous allez faire au bureau municipal,
oui.
Ça ressemble à quoi?
Une porte, changer une porte sur un couloir au lieu de la salle de conférence, c'est tout.
3 000 $
Il y a comme des réparations à faire. Oui, 3 000 $, oui. Ouais.
Pour une porte.
C'est l'aspect de couvrir, c'est la peinture, le gyprock, de fermer une ouverture, de rouvrir une ouverture, et possiblement modification électrique pour les prises électriques. Ouais.
Moi, je veux juste savoir, c'est quoi le
budget
de Neil Swell, c'est un bâton de Neil Swell. Lui, il est renouvelé.
Neil Square, vous avez renouvelé son contrat à 5 jours semaine?
Non.
En
effet, c'est une réduction de 5 heures.
Okay.
Alors, et ça lui donne quand même la liberté de faire ses journées, pas nécessairement sur 4. S'il a besoin, il va le faire sur 5 jours. Mais ça serait dans son contrôle. La différence entre son ancien contrat et 5 heures.
5 heures. Okay. Puis, est-ce que vous avez posté, est-ce qu'il y a un nouveau posting pour son assistant d'adjoint?
Pour l'instant, c'est prévu prochainement.
Yeah,
that has already been posted. You're talking about a couple of months ago, yes. Well,
she said what she asked, right?
Yeah, that's right. She says, has it just been recently posted? No, it hasn't just been recently posted.
There's an active posting.
No, there's not an active posting.
Oui. 7.7. Filing a declaration of paying candidates and list of donors and expense results, e.g.
Yeah.
Elections 2023.
Yeah.
So, j'ai pas compris ça quoi.
Well, when you have elected councillors or the mayor, and after the election, we have to present to Elections Quebec what we spent on our election, and if we collected donations, and we've got to identify all that, and it's a legal requirement to submit that within a time frame, and we're just acknowledging that we've done that legal requirement.
Okay. I do have one more question.
So
for the fire, you know, in the middle of
the question.
Okay. Holy food. J'ai manqué la dernière réunion, la réunion avant, elle m'a dit, j'ai le permis pour toutes les crises. Vous pouvez aller sur votre website, can't fire if you don't need a permit.
Exactement.
Exactement.
Mais à la réunion, ils ont dit oui. Mais anyway.
And I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Because that was...
It was just because we went to apply.
Yeah. And they said,
you don't need it. Okay.
So there's really a fine line, and I think the most important... it's anything over 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter.
Yeah.
And if anything over that, then you need a permit. And it really allowed for the public to find out all the other rules, because if you called up looking for your permit, they really should have sent you all the rules so that you can know all the rules and not just for little campfires.
But it's pretty hard to fill it out if you don't really want that, because for a campfire, there's no place to
go.
So, I don't know, there's just a point, you go in, try to fill it out for campfire, because at the last reunion, you know, we said we needed it, but when we go, you can't fill it out, so you don't get the rules, basically.
We regret that.
Okay.
But
anyway, it's just a point.
Yes, it's a good point, a solid point.
Okay. So when... Holy food, parce que we see that Canada is burning and Quebec is burning.
That's right.
It's not hitting us. I'm a bit concerned there are so many fires here when I see the fumée in the air.
But that fumée wasn't coming from here.
No. I'm talking about campfires.
It's only when SOPFEU allows us, because a good part of the summer they have a red ban, so they're banning all fires. We don't.
Okay.
That is number one. SOPFEU has to. That's number one.
I'm still a bit concerned when I see the.
Yeah.
The fire.
Well, it's scary. It is scary.
Well, we don't have enough because you're talking about putting your liste à appel for your fire safety services. And I know we don't have a lot of people on our liste à appel.
If we have
big fires here, we would not have to.
Well, it's not us. We would end up joining other municipalities to deal with it. And that's why we have intermunicipality agreements for such.
Yeah.
But within the MRC, we have Brownsburg that comes to our rescue. We have Grenville Flatbush. We have Wentworth North. But that's normal for our district. For our territory, it's never just ours. On that note, I am looking for. Est-ce que j'ai d'autres questions?
Oui.
Oh!
I forgot.
Oh, no!
Non, on avait parlé de l'augmentation de résidents permanents. C'est rendu.
Plus que 1000.
Plus que 1000,
oui. Permanent. On est plus que 1000 rendu là. Alors, ça, on a eu un grand saut. Oui.
OK. C'est la belle question de jeu.
Merci. Oh, I think you used up your three questions.
She had four.
I had four.
A point a while back. Yeah. You know, when you leave the eco center, the road, and you come out with a trailer, for example, and the corner is right there. So when people drive like Mach 10 there, and by the time you get across the road there, it's
dangerous.
I don't know if you guys did anything or. I know it's Transport Canada Road there, but I don't know if you guys went any further on the file or.
It's an MTQ. It's the 327 you're talking about,
yes.
Right? And
The best way is to file a complaint under the 511. You can do it on yourself. Complaint 511. It can be filed because it's really their responsibility.
Okay. The only thing I've seen there before our eco center is there's a truck sign on a post, on a hydro post. It doesn't say like slow down or anything. But the last time I looked, there was a truck, meaning there's trucks coming out in the near future, but it doesn't say right at the eco center.
It is a hazard there.
The municipality can add to that, yes.
We ask the residents to put their complaints to 511 because if it's not just us complaining all the time, they.
Yeah, the more there is, it adds up to our.
I suppose so. But better late than never. Better late than never. Can I? Have we finished our questions yet? Okay, so I'm looking for a proposer to close this meeting. Rob, are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yay!